Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson. So we wanted to talk about the marina because there's been some movement on the marina front, specifically on that divestiture front. This is a process that's been going on for a few years at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to just give you a quick overview again on divestiture for anybody who doesn't maybe know or hasn't heard about it for a year or so. So it's a process that we actually started in 2017. So we've been working on it for quite some time with the federal government. They have a long list of small craft harbors, which is what our marina is classified as, that are considered recreational in nature. And several years ago, the federal government decided to divest all of the recreational small craft harbors back to the communities who were already using them. So it's a process that you can imagine would take quite some time for the federal government to divest the, I think it was like 435 or 440 small craft harbors that they had across Canada, and to get some funding, which is the part that we're most interested in, from the federal government to all of these organizations like municipalities who are taking over the marinas. So for folks who don't know, the municipality operates the marina currently, but we do not own the facility. So we own things like the pavilion, some of the land around the marina, but the marina itself, being the docks, the basin, the breakwaters, everything like that, is not actually owned by the municipality. It's currently owned by Small Craft Harbors, which is a division of the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, and it is all federal property that we've been operating on their behalf in a variety of ways, shapes, and forms for the last 20 plus years. That being said, in 2017, we started the divestiture process. We were finally on Small Craft Harbors' list to take over the property. And what we said to the federal government is, well, the property is not in great shape right now. There's lots of issues there, and we would like some funding before we actually take over the property. So we negotiated with Small Craft Harbors through essentially their grant program for several years, and we came up with about $500,000 grant for improving the facilities at the marina as part of the divestiture process. Part of the divestiture process is also consultation with our local First Nation. We've had several months of consultation with our local First Nation, specifically around the idea of land transfers, and we're happy to announce, and it went to council at the last meeting, that we've entered into a memorandum of understanding with our local First Nation for the transfer of the land to the local First Nation and the transfer of all of the assets to operate the marina to the municipality, which also goes along with the grant money to improve those assets specifically.
Okay, so the land is currently federal land. If the divestiture process completes successfully, at least from our point of view, then the municipality would obtain the land, and now the agreement is that that would go to Mishibikaton First Nation, but the municipality would continue to run the facility and have the docks and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, so the land itself and the title of the land would transfer to Mishibikaton First Nation, who of course has a land claim over a large area that is in their traditional territory, and the municipality would own all of the stuff on top of the land. So the docks, the breakwaters, the shore stabilization, the variety of pieces of infrastructure that are there right now for us to operate a marina would be transferred directly to the municipality. So it's a partnership. It becomes a partnership between our local First Nation and the municipality to be able to satisfy some land claims that the First Nation had, as well as for the municipality to continue to operate, to fully own all of the infrastructure that's a part of the marina. So it's something that, as far as I can tell, hasn't been done before. It's a pretty interesting project to be working on, and it gets us to fundamentally where we're looking to go, which is to improve the marina by getting a grant from the federal government to make sure that we can make the improvements that need to happen at the facility.
Now, would that put responsibility for things like dredging? I know that's happened at least a couple times in the past, in Mishibikaton First Nation's responsibilities, or would that have to be jointly discussed?
So any major works at the marina itself would absolutely have to be jointly discussed, and so we do have a responsibility to our local First Nation for that consultation. However, things like dredging are a bit of a unique problem, because dredging happens outside of the boundaries of the marina. So right now the marina ends right at the edge of the breakwater, and it doesn't go further into the river. So the river itself, any dredging that has to happen, that's all things that are a combination of federal, i.e. the navigable waterways, as well as provincial, i.e. our local Ministry of Natural Resources does permitting for things like that. So all of that stuff would remain fundamentally similar because it was never really on the property in the first place, but it's something that we need to pay attention to and make sure that we take care of for access of the marina. And so I would imagine that when dredging comes up again, because it will come up every couple years, that will follow a very similar approach, and it'll be a very community-driven approach. Last year, we had some volunteers show up, as well as a donation to make the dredging happen, and the process would be fundamentally similar the next time that issue comes up.
Fair enough.
It becomes a really complicated process, but we're hopefully at the end of the process, so the divestiture should be completed before March 31st, 2024, which is the end of the federal fiscal year, and we're looking forward to receiving some of that funding to make some specific improvements at the marina, as well as be able to have a little bit more control in, you know, a really important asset to our local community.
I know we'll certainly be keeping an eye on that, and March does put that fairly soon, so hopefully we'll have some great big announcements soon.
Yeah, absolutely. After, you know, since 2017, it's been quite a long time that we've been working on this, and we're really happy to see this process almost concluded.
Once again, that is Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.